Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Internet Insanity, where we talk about phallic figurines and mom messes. We wrap things up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 197. Hey, Laura, what's crack-a-lackin'?
I think my joints are crack-a-lackin' right now.
Oh, to be a geriatric mother.
Oh, it's just all creaky and cracky joints. Okay, well, what's happening this week? So last week we ended on a high note of going to Disneyland. Yeah, so let's see. Augie is kind of smooth sailing. He's 3 years, 2 months, according to my notes, and he's just like doing his thing, watching lots of TV. He makes lots of blasters. Like that's like his thing right now is that anytime he has building blocks of any sort, they get turned into blasters.
Okay.
So he runs around pretending to pew people, very Star Wars-esque, and have fun. And then he likes watching TV. this is what he's into. Mm-hmm. Sebastian, what he is now into is a lot of like verbalization of stuff. Like, I am noticing he's a year and a month, and I'm noticing just like a lot of, for example, he likes imitating sounds. So if we hear a siren go by, you know, an ambulance go by, he'll go, ooh, and he does this fun siren noise. And he does it when he like plays with Augie's ambulances and stuff. He'll like grab it and go, ooh. This is very, very cute. And also, like, shows that he's understanding the connections between things, you know?
Yeah.
And smart. It's really cool and very, very sweet to watch. And then the really, really cute new word he has that he just started saying this week is, we were in the backyard just hanging out and I pick him up and he starts utilizing his pointing skill and he's, like, pointing straight up, and he goes, oon. Moon. And I look up and the moon was there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he said moon or oon. Yeah. And I was just like, my little baby. Oh. And I'm reminded that the like early toddler phase is like the moon spotting phase.
Mm-hmm.
Did your girls go through that?
I wouldn't call it a phase. They would occasionally point out the moon. More airplanes.
Mm.
Elle had a huge airplane phase at that age. It was like, pain, pain.
It's just celestial objects seem to be a phase, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just remember Augie at this age, like, he was the moon spotter. He could spot the moon wherever it was at any time, you know, even if it's just like the slightest sliver on the horizon, he'd be like, ooh, moon. Actually, I think he said moon. And I remember there was a period of time where we had to like take him out after dark to show him the moon. Like if he was really sad if the moon was not like rising yet before bedtime.
Oh,
so yeah, I'm remembering having to consult my astronomy app to like see what time the moon was gonna rise and in what direction and like having to like search the horizon for it because he had to see the moon.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just very sweet. So that's the big development with the baby. And then other than that, I just have some cute brother photos to share with you from this week.
Aww.
Okay, so the pictures I'm sending are just a few pictures of them from like playing one morning this week.
Aw, that's so cute. They're side by side with a little Star Wars toy, it looks like. Oh, and then Augie's giving him a big hug and checking in on him, looking down at his face to talk to him or something. That's really sweet. Looks like they're really interacting.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to send them to you and talk about it really quickly. It's just that I've noticed a really big improvement in like how they're playing together. Like up till now, I feel like Augie's been, you know, interested in him. He's sweet with him, but he doesn't want to play with Sebastian, you know, he's just kind of annoyed. Like, he took my toy. Baby brother took my toy. Like, I don't want him touching my toy. But I think now that Sebastian's walking really well and just getting more interactive and verbal and pointing at things and trying to communicate, Augie's really taken to it. And now they like actually kind of play together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Fun.
And it's so fun. It's really, really sweet. Oh, so wait, cute. I have another one. Hold on.
I remember that that's about the age when Cece and Al really started playing together, too. I just have in my mind, like, 4 years old and 1 year old. That's when it all got great.
Yeah, because I feel like a 1 year old is just so much more interesting than a baby.
Definitely.
I was going to say for another toddler, but I just mean in general, basically.
Oh, giving him a little kiss. Very sweet.
And then I'm sending you one more photo of them just posing. So anyway, I'm really, really happy that they are interacting so much and so sweet and so cute with each other. And it just warms my heart so much. So,
oh, yay.
That was our week. How about you? What's crack-a-lackin' with you?
Oh, besides my joints, I have got a saga for you.
Okay,
before I get to the saga, just really quick check in on Cece. She's doing fine. I picked a preschool and I put in my application.
Not the one that wants you to still be breastfeeding and co-sleeping and and wants you to go back and have an unmedicated home birth?
Yeah, no. Oh, not that one.
You're not going with that one? Okay.
No, just one near our house. It's been around for a really long time. And I was like, fine, like they have space, we'll go for it. And they're like, okay, she can start in a few weeks after our spring break and we'll send you the enrollment packet. And I've just been waiting to get that enrollment packet. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of hanging there. It's in motion. The saga has to do with karate.
Ooh, karate.
Yes. Here, I'll send you a picture.
Corey did a lot of karate, like for years and years and years.
Oh, well, maybe I should have consulted him during this whole ordeal.
No.
Okay, so for a long time, actually a year or two, Elle has mentioned karate. Like she really wants to do the kicks and the punches and break boards and all of that jazz. And we got her in like a little karate class in my gym in the summer. And, you know, it was fine or whatever. But now things are better with the pandemic and stuff. And I was like, okay, I think we'll sign her up for a karate class. And a neighbor of ours has a little 5-year-old. And I ran into him the other day and the dad was like, oh, we just started this karate class like a couple blocks away. The studio is great. We love it. We're going 3 times a week. It's like really affordable and really fun. He loves it. And I was like, oh, cool. Perfect. Like kismet, right? Like I was thinking of doing something like this. I'm going to look into it. Here is a picture of Elle in her new karate outfit.
Aw, look at her. She looks so strong and also a little skeptical.
Yeah. So I signed her up for a class on Saturday morning and we met like 15 minutes early with the instructor and he was great. He taught her all of these moves so she could kind of be caught up with the class. Mm-hmm. And she was like super focused, learning these moves really fast. It's a Kenpo karate. If anyone is familiar with that style of karate, I was not. I know absolutely nothing about karate. I never did a martial art growing up at all.
Yeah, me neither. Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, that's my extent of knowledge on the topic. And so she went along with the class. It was like 4 to 6 year olds. It was great. She had a lot of fun. She was super focused. There was a few kids in the class that were completely unfocused, as you would imagine like 4 and 5 year olds to be. But overall, it was really good. And afterwards, I just like had a good feeling about it. And I signed up for a 3-month package and bought her the gi, I think is what it's called, the outfit. Mm-hmm. And it came with a patch that I had to sew on and all this stuff. And I was like feeling super excited. I'm like, I got her into an activity. It seems really great. And, you know, she's going to be more active and athletic. And, you know, like it just seemed good for her and her energy. And so Monday was the next class after school. And she was super excited to go to class. And I brought her and the same teacher was there teaching, and it was a little bit different style of class. Like there were more kids, like kind of older kids came in. They had like different level belts, you know, because she's a white belt because she's just starting, but there were some yellows and oranges and different levels, and he kind of like manages all of them, but there's still also like the 4 and 5 year olds, like these really small kids. that are just like not paying attention at all. Like, I don't even know why the parents have the kids in this class. Maybe to help them learn to focus mm-hmm. and learn discipline. I think that might be a thing with parents signing their kids up for martial arts, is to help them learn those skills. But they were lacking just monumentally. And this time, the way the teacher dealt with the kids was like so mean. Mm. It was like so mean. There was like a junior instructor in the class, and the main guy like sent off the little kid into another room to like do push-ups and do extra exercises. He's like, take him into the other room and have him do push-ups, punish him. And I'm like, ugh, like that was like kind of mm-hmm. harsh. You know, I'm a wry, gentle yeah. parent, right? Like I'm rubbed the wrong way a little bit. And then this other kid, little four-year-old, was just off in la-la land, but his big sister was in class. Mm-hmm. And the teacher was like, big sister, go help him. Go take care of him. And for the rest of class, this little girl just like moved her brother's arms and legs through all these karate poses and kicks and punches. And that was like okay with the teacher. And I'm like, this is really weird. And then he was kind of mocking the older kids if they wouldn't do things right. He's like, come on, I know you can do better than that. You're not 3 years old. And I'm just like, oh. Like all yeah. of a sudden inside, I just felt like tense and anxious and like did not enjoy watching the class at all. And Elle is such a people pleaser, right? Mm-hmm. I could tell that she was like acting as perfect as she could because she didn't want to get punished or yelled yeah. at or anything. So the class ended and I just had a bad feeling and like sunken disappointment because I'd been so excited about this, you know, this studio and this new activity for her. And I'd signed up for 3 months, like, I don't know, $350 I'd paid up front and everything. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I know that like martial arts studios and karate teachers are known for instilling discipline. Like that's part mm-hmm. of it, right? Yeah. But the way he was doing it just didn't sit right with me. And so I put a message to my mom's group and I was like, I know that like karate teachers instill discipline, but like how mean are they supposed to be? Is this yeah. normal? I've never taken karate. I don't know. And a lot of moms chimed in and they were like, oh yeah, discipline is definitely part of it. Like that's one of the good things about karate. Mm-hmm. And some moms were like, my kid goes to a karate studio that instills discipline, but there's a lot of respect with it. Like mm-hmm. it's not mean at all. And by like the end of like 20 comments, I'm like, you know, this just doesn't sit right with me. And I think I'm going to try to find her another studio.
Yeah.
And I was just going to ghost this place. I was like, whatever. I do not want to confront this man.
Yeah. He's going to yell at me and make me do push-ups.
Exactly. You get me, Laura. You get me. I don't want to go to the quarter and be punished. I am going to disappear. Screw that money. And I talked to my mom later and explained everything. And she's like, you got to get your money back. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to.
Yeah.
She's like, Shauna, you come on. Like, you didn't get the service you were promised. You'd get your yeah. money back. And so I was really torn, right, both ways. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm 100% with you on ghost and just eat the cost thing because I hate confrontation. Uh-huh. So much. I mean, it's so funny because you telling this story just brings me back to like the very few times I was ever disciplined for anything in school because I was such a fucking goody two shoes. Yeah. Like I have this one memory of in sixth grade, my sixth grade teacher accused me of lying about something, which I think was like not true. Like I'm pretty sure like he claimed that I had lied about a piece of paper and like my take home packet being missing. And that's why mm-hmm. my mom hadn't signed it. And I remember being like, I didn't lie about those. Like, why would I like, yeah. why would this one time I lie about it? And every other time I always return my take home. But like, you know, like what?
Yeah.
I just remember like the deep injustice, but he like took me outside the class to like confront me about it. And I just remember instantly bawling, like, you know, like the, yeah. the minute he started being at all harsh with me. And then I think he was sort of like taken aback, uh-huh. being like, geez, kid, like. So, yeah, I hate confrontation. I hate anything like that, I would have been, I totally would have been L trying to be a goody two shoes, so I wouldn't have gotten yelled at. And then I also would be you being like, oh, we'll just let that one slide and we're going to find a better place.
Yes. Oh, you totally get me. And the authority aspect of it really worked into play here because he's an older man, like older than me, I don't know, probably 60 or something. He's owned this studio for years. He's been teaching karate for like 20 years. He owns several karate studios around the city and just like a fighter, right? Like a powerful guy that knows all these moves. Like there's just so many things about it. I'm just like, eek. So I did not want to go there, but I had therapy the next day. I told my therapist all about this. And he's like, Shauna, this is perfect because this is a theme that we have been working on for like 2 years with you about being assertive and like being comfortable being assertive in uncomfortable situations when you need to ask for what you need. And I was like, but no. And he's like, okay. He's like, can you think of any friends who would feel like assertive enough to, you know, deal with this situation? And I'm running through my friends. And no offense, Laura, but you did not come to mind.
I am not shocked. I do not feel offended because I would not be at the top of that list.
And I ran through my friends. And no offense to any of my friends, but like literally no one came to mind. I was like,
oh, no,
I think I just like hang out with a lot of chill people who don't like conflict. And he's like, okay, no. And finally I'm like, okay, what about like Barack Obama? I feel like he would deal with this straight on. He's like, even better, Michelle Obama. I'm like, perfect.
Just real accessible examples right there.
Yes, exactly. So he's like, how would Michelle Obama deal with this? I'm like, well, I think she would probably express her dissatisfaction with her experience and ask to be refunded. He's like, there you go. And he's like, how can you channel that energy and, you know, be assertive about this situation? And I'm like, oh my God, like the last thing I want to do is text this guy personally because I'd been texting with him. Oh, the other weird thing about the class that just came back to my mind is when he was teaching, the phone rang like at his desk in the studio, and obviously he wasn't going to go answer it in the middle of teaching. And he like looked over at all the parents sitting on the side and he asked some mom to go answer the phone. And like for a split second, I thought he was going to ask me to go answer the phone at the studio. So I'm just like, so weird. So anyway, the mom went and answered the phone. So anyway, just weird. So anyway, I was like, I don't want to text this guy. I don't want to call and tell him my grievances.
Yeah.
So I'm like, to my therapist, I'm like, what if I send an email? And he's like, yeah. I was like, really? Yeah. Like, I can just write because I'm a writer. That's great. He's like, yeah. He's like, just be really concise. You know, there's a lot of power in just being terse. Like, get to the point. Don't ramble on about your feelings and apologizing for them or whatever. So I was like, okay. And I got off the phone and I ended my session with him and I went on my computer and I'm like, if I don't do this right this second, it's not going to happen. And so I was like, wrote an email. I was like, hey. I don't want to say his name. That's why I said that weird. I was like, hey, we had a great time at class on Sunday. L loved the class, but unfortunately, on Mondays, I don't even think I said unfortunately. I just said, but in Monday's class, I was disturbed by some of the discipline that I saw, and I need to withdraw L from the studio, Shauna, and sent that off. And of course, I'm like, oh my God, a nervous wreck. And I get a reply back from like someone in the office. And they're like, can you be more specific? And I was like, okay. And so I outlined like all the things I mentioned, just like really clear, cut and dry, just 1, 2, 3, 4, I even numbered them exactly what I saw. And the last one being consistent impatience with little kids who couldn't pay attention. And I haven't heard back yet.
Whoa, cliffhanger.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a refund. They haven't told me I won't get a refund. I just don't know. I don't know.
How often are you checking your email?
Oh, you know me. I mean, my notifications come on my watch, on my phone, constantly.
Yeah.
It's been a couple days.
Oh, it's been a couple days? Dang. I think, yeah, they'll, I think they'll end up giving you a refund because you were so clear and assertive, and they'll probably think you're annoying, but that's fine because you think they're annoying. So, yeah, good for you for standing up for yourself. And I guess we're going to have to find out next week.
Yes.
Or hopefully next week. What if they don't get back? If they don't get back to you in a week, you have to like follow up, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I think you're right. I think I do. But yeah. I do have to say, like, it felt good to express myself and be assertive. It really did. As scared as I was and as nervous as I am, like, it feels really good to be like, hey, I don't like that behavior. My daughter's exposed to it by being in your class a few times a week. Like, no. So it felt very powerful to do that as a mom.
That's good. I feel like I'm reminded of this thing where it's like, you are the expert of your child. Like, I've heard that as a piece of advice with like mom. Especially really new moms, is like, you know what's best for your child. And boy, is that hard to believe, especially in like the immediate postpartum period, because you're like, I don't know anything. Like, yes. I don't actually know what to do. But you are, like, you are the authority on your kid and what they need. I mean, until they're old enough to really be their own authority, right?
Right.
But yeah, you got to be the authority and decided it wasn't a good fit. So good for you.
Thank you. And if and when I have an update, I will share it.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, in the meantime, shall we move on to our special segment?
Oh, yes. Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. All right, we are back, and our special segment this week is Internet Insanity, where we report on the weird and wild stuff we found on the web. Do you like how I did that alliteration, Shauna?
Mm-hmm. That was wildly whimsical. I don't know.
Wonderful. Okay. Okay, so you're first. Do you have an Internet Insanity for us?
Yes, I do. And I don't know why so many of my internet insanities end up having to do with penises, but they do. That just comes up, I guess, on my internet. That sounds so bad.
Did you just say the penises come up on your internet?
You can just like cut that part, right?
Oh, you know I'm never going to cut that out. Not ever.
Oh my god. Okay, so
tell us about these penises that are coming up.
Okay, so recently in one of my mom's groups, mom posted that her kid was like playing with their unicorn figurine, like, you know, I don't know, an animal, plastic animal figure.
Yeah.
And the girl turned it over and they all discovered that this unicorn had just a straight up dick and balls on it.
It was an anatomically correct unicorn.
I guess. I mean, unicorns don't even really exist. So do they have penises?
Yeah, I was pretty sure they reproduced asexually, like through rainbow sharing or something.
Just magic spews out of their horn and a new unicorn comes to fruition. Exactly. Okay, so I'll send you this picture because whether or not you wanted to see a penis on a toy figurine, now you are going to.
How did you know? I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Because I know you so well.
Okay, so of course I'm in our friend's office, our friend Jen's office, and there's gardeners here. Enjoy the sound of gardeners, listeners.
Okay, I just sent you this picture.
All right, so I'm looking at the top side, and it's actually a very cute unicorn. It's like a unicorn Pegasus, right? It's like unicorn with wings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's like white with gold hair, and then you flip it over, and there's a dick and balls right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not particularly big. I guess it's retracted, I should say.
It looks circumcised, doesn't it?
I think it's retracted.
Oh.
You know? I think that's what's going on. You're right. It looks like it could be circumcised, but I think it's more like how horses pull them up, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay, good to know. So that led to a lot of parents in the group checking their kids' toys for sex organs. And mm-hmm. Here's another one that was discovered on a cow.
Well, why would a cow have balls? And the very long, is that supposed to be a dick?
It like is. Going it all goes the way almost up to its breastbone.
Going up to like the registered trademark? Like, I don't understand because generally cows are female, at least dairy cows.
Oh, maybe. Well, maybe it's a bull. I can't see horns.
It must be a bull, but I'm just saying whoever sculpted this maybe needs to consult some real life examples. But wow, yeah, that's there.
Well, speaking of which, okay. So this led me down the internet rabbit hole of toy penises. Okay, first of all, these are created by a company called Schlick. I think that's how you say it.
Are these the same company? Or
I think so. Yeah, because the parents in the group were like, oh, I have some Schlick toys. Let me check. And like everyone's chiming in like, oh, yeah, all our toys have penises. It's a German company, which makes sense, I think, because they're not as
prudish,
yes, as the American population. So it's S-C-H-L-E-I-C-H if you want to go buy these types of toys. And in my search, I found a BuzzFeed article on this. Of course, BuzzFeed picked up the hot goss on toy penises. And this one was mostly about a horse with a penis. I'll send you the link so you can check it out.
All right. I don't think we have any of these toys.
I don't think I do either.
But I know what to put on Augie's Christmas wish list now. Okay, so you have sent a BuzzFeed News piece titled, "These Toy Horses Have Quite Detailed Genitalia and People Have Questions." Okay, yeah. So this one horse. Oh, it's a Batat. Toy has one. Okay. There are some female horses. I'm pleased to see that. That was going to be my follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just a lot of dick and balls and like one vulva I saw. I will say that now BuzzFeed has offered me an article called 31 Photos That, Despite Their Best Efforts, Are Not Penises.
Oh, well.
So now my algorithm is going to be real messed up. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. But it's funny. Like, I like some of the Twitter reactions. It's like, it's a human dick laughing my ass off. What the heck? Because it really does. Like, so that's what got me like, well, what does a horse penis look like? So, of course, I had to Google it. So my algorithm is really screwed. And this one, I mean, this picture here, it does not, I don't think, from what I learned from Google, does not look like a horse penis. It looks like a human penis. It's like they just put a human penis on a horse, right?
Yeah. Are you telling me you've never seen a horse penis like out and about? Really?
I live in Los Angeles. What do you mean out and about?
I don't know. Horseback. Have you ever been horseback riding?
I mean, when I was a kid, but I wasn't tuned into that really.
Okay. Well, they're impressive.
Maybe I would have been if I'd had these toys as a child.
Well, now you know they are impressive and they are surprising also. Yes. They are very surprising. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, you know, this brought up some argument online like kids' toys shouldn't have this versus, hey, why not teach them about anatomical correctness? And hey, you know, I'm not opposed to it necessarily. It just struck me as funny and unexpected. And then down the rabbit hole, the last thing I want to tell you about that I discovered on this lovely topic is Kmart embroiled in another sex scandal after toy unicorn appears to have a penis on its head.
What? That's not where. I mean, we all know that unicorns don't have penis horns. Those are the penis horns.
No, of course. I don't know how this happened.
The magical penis horns of Valhalla have, but not, yes, unicorns are different.
So just, you know, click on that one, take a look at that, and you'll see where this whole thing took me.
I swear to God, when I'm scrolling and they're just serving me penis content left and right, I'm going to blame you. All right. Oh, you know, it's very clever of this piece. They cut off the interesting part, so you have to scroll.
Yes,
there's a little preview
course.
Image, but they don't let you actually see the penis on the head. Okay, I'm scrolling. I mean, look. Okay, first, that does not look like a unicorn. It's rounded, right? And it's just wrong. Like, unicorns should not have rounded horns at the top. But part of me is like, really? Like, I feel like lots of people are just trying to find penises on everything, you know? Like, you see dicks everywhere. I don't know if I'm on board with thinking that this is a penis. What do you think?
Laura, it looks like a penis. It's got a defined tip. It is kind of curved. It's definitely not a straight, firm unicorn horn that you would normally expect. So, I don't know. Look, people, if you don't want penises on your kids' toys, just, you know, take a look, inspect. I'm just saying it's out there. You know, that's all.
Okay.
It's out there.
All right.
Anyway, that's my gem for the day.
Wait, I'm reading this article. You know how it said that there's another sex scandal or whatever?
Yeah.
In this title, another. I was like, what is the other sex scandal? The latest mishap from Kmart's toy department follows on from news in mid-April where the retailer was forced to recall a child's frozen diary that included a list of sex toys and sex positions.
Hold up. What? Clicking on that.
Oh my God, this is bad. This is way worse. What? Wow, this is really bad.
What? Okay, okay. So it's a kid's diary with Anna and Elsa on the front. And printed on the inside cover is a table, as if you would check these off after you've completed them. Positions, 69. Next line, anal sex. Next line, cowgirl. Next, doggy style, kneeling head. Don't know what that is. Missionary, oral sex, seesaw. And then it lists out sex toys, including anal beads, Benoit balls, double dong, furry plug. Oh my, what? Kmart, what?
Look, they said it was an educational toy and I'm learning a lot. Like, I actually don't know what Benoit balls are, to be honest.
That's true. We are learning more.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know seesaw was a sex position. I'm learning.
Me either. All you needed was a frozen diary.
Oh my God. Wow.
And on the cover of the journal, it says Frozen 2. And then down in the corner, believe in the journey.
Oh my, hold on. There's a video with this. I just need to look.
Okay.
Okay. So the video is of, this is another Australian issue.
Is this real? Okay. Is someone trolling us?
So it looks real to me, but you know what it looks like? It looks like they were using recycled paper or something, and that's what happened, because it's the first page. They open it up, and it's on like the wrong side and it's facing the wrong direction. Uh-huh. So someone messed up and instead of using clean paper, just used like the scratch misprint from their sex toy manual.
That's an unfortunate mistake.
Yep. Well, the article said that thankfully her 5-year-old daughter couldn't read yet, so they didn't have to have any uncomfortable conversations.
That's good.
I'm also curious because there's also locations listed, which I'm guessing is like where you've had the sex, and included are conference center, the elevator, the garden, hotel lobby, parking garage, penthouse suite, poolside cabana, rendezvous spa, and Spanky's Bar and Grill.
Very specific there at the end.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Well,
all right.
This has really led us down a interesting rabbit hole.
It sure has.
So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Okay. Shall we clean the palette and move on to your internet insanity?
Yes, I think we should.
Okay.
Okay. My internet insanity is something I saw on Instagram, but it was one of those classic, like, someone who's trying to create content on Instagram just goes to Twitter and like takes something from Twitter and does a bunch of screenshots situation. It was from Parents Magazine, was the original Insta tweet, whatever you call it, Insta tweet that I saw. Mm-hmm. And it was quoting a woman who goes by Amanda. Her Twitter handle is Alkells, Alkellzz. And she just said, can we get a realistic mom/parenting photo thread going? No aesthetic filters, no staging. What does the room you're in look like right now? And the response was overwhelming. She had at least 250 replies to this. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly like one of the best things I've scrolled through, because it is so normalizing to see what everyone else is living through right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you the link to the thread. So I sent you the link to the thread, and I'm just going to start scrolling and talk about some highlights. So she posted the first one. She's like, she said, here's my bathroom. It's been like this for days. I have no energy to clean it up. It's not too bad, but it feels better knowing that others aren't perfect too. I'm tired of unrealistic expectations to keep a spotless home, home cooked meals every day, and somehow entertain kids. And so her bathroom, it looks like a very nice and stylish bathroom, but you know, the countertop is completely cluttered with stuff. There's a laundry hamper overflowing with clothes, and you know, it's just a kind of messy bathroom, not dirty, but messy, which I can feel comfortable with. And then the next reply is someone named Ms. Faintly Macabre. And she says, I've arrived to make everyone else feel better about their homes. And it's just like an explosion of stuff. And that's sort of like the theme of things.
Ah, cool. I like this.
I know. It's great. So it's just a huge thread of basically moms. I don't think I've actually seen a dad share. This woman named Ash says, if you don't use your kids' pack and play to hold all kinds of random shit and not ever put your child in it, are you even a parent?
That's brilliant. It really does hold everything. And I just gave mine away. Dang it.
Yeah. Up until we did the renovation, started the renovation, I should say, the pack and play was in the living room and it had a changing table on top of it for Sebastian. But like, honestly, he would never sit still, lie still for a change, for a diaper change anymore. So like, it had just been the like storage unit basically for the longest time. And it drove Corey crazy.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love this one. This one from Yards of Love, Ariel, is a picture of her living room, toys everywhere, and an undecorated Christmas tree in the corner. And I noticed she posted it in March. She's like, yeah, the tree's still up.
We still have pumpkins on our porch, Shauna.
I finally threw mine away about a month ago. They don't rot. It feels like, why get rid of them? I did, though. I just couldn't take it anymore.
They're like covered in cobwebs, which is extra spooky. But like, there's another one from Alyssa that I love, which is like she's lying down in what looks like actually a very tidy nursery. And she's lying down trying to rest. And her probably like 10 month old is in their very stylish mini crib. Like, I know this style of mini crib. And I think it's like a very expensive mini crib. And like, there's a one of those Dyson tower fans. And you're like, okay, this is like a posh parent. And this, it's a GIF or like a cycling video. And this baby just, actually, maybe it's a little bit older, but this baby just stands up, picks up his pillow, and chucks it at his mom's head.
Yep, that's real.
Yeah. Jess Anderson tweeted, in my car in the driveway for a few minutes by myself after a weekend of errands. And it's like, yeah, that's where I, you know, like, we hide. So anyway, I highly recommend this thread. We'll link to it in the show notes because we all just, I feel like when, especially on Instagram, Instagram's the worst. It's just like full of people's perfectly curated, manufactured lives, right? Like,
oh yeah,
you're not actually seeing things. There was a TikTok creator for a while who was doing something, like her shtick was basically like a joke about how like, here's how we can arrange everything so like your toys stay organized. And then she like pans around and everything's like, there's like one corner that's organized and then everything else is like a fucking disaster zone.
I love that.
And this is how that, you know, feels to me. It's like, I saw this on Instagram amongst all the organized stuff and I turned around and got to see everyone's disaster.
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel better for sure. Like, we're all, this is the truth, right? I mean, sometimes my house looks really great when I have the energy to clean it up, but most of the time it is just kind of shit strewn about everywhere.
Yeah. And like right now with the renovation, it's so bad in our house. Sean, it's so bad. It's like,
really?
Well, because you can't even really clean. And we lost all the square footage to the renovation. And we have to have like space for the people to go in and out. And so like all of the stuff we need kitchen wise is like piled up in our living room. So like our living room is basically a pantry. And Sebastian thinks it's fun to like go just rifle through the box that is our pantry and just like take food out and just like walk him around. So like I'll just find a box of graham crackers like in the bedroom and I'll be like, how did this make it up here? And it's like, oh, he's just, you know, carrying it everywhere he goes, you know.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's an extra challenge.
This definitely made me feel better. And, you know, kudos to all the parents who shared their photos to help everyone normalize the mess.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all in it together.
Okay, so just one more note on this. It reminds me a lot of this TikTok creator named Emily Ferret. I think Ferret is how you pronounce her last name, F-E-R-E-T. Her username is Emily Jean, gosh, I'm going to spell this out, E-M-I-L-Y-J-E-A-N-N-E 333. And her whole deal is like she normalizes being normal. So I just sent you like one of her videos that has 2.5 million views.
Oh, wow. Okay, let me check it out.
Okay.
You guys love these. I like to normalize being normal. Life without the filters. Let me walk around my house and make you feel better about yours. If you walk in my home, you'll know I have kids. Not by the crazy amount of toys or mess, but a half-eaten piece of cheese just sitting on the table after she begged for it.
That's awesome. I want to watch all of her stuff. I'm following her right now. It's like, yep.
100%. Understood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, those are my contributions to the internet insanity.
Love that segment. Thank you. Which,
yes. And I think we need to take a quick break and then come back with our BFPs and BFNs.
Alrighty. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolavie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
L'Olivie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We're back and we're going to wrap things up with our weekly BFPs or BFNs. Laura, you're up first. What do you got for us?
I have a big fat positive.
Ooh, you sound excited about it too.
I am so excited about this, Shauna. So excited. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, little bit of story time first. So as I mentioned, we've been doing our renovation, and this week we had wallpaper people come to wallpaper our downstairs bathroom, the little powder room we're doing. It's off the kitchen. Very fun. And I was like, oh, wallpaper people, if they're going to be here already, like maybe they can put up some wallpaper that I've been wanting to put up in Sebastian's room forever that I like got to try to make his room a little more interesting. But I just, you know, have two kids and never have time to actually put it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my contractor was like, yeah, absolutely. We'll just have them come do it. It's one wall. It's like a straight shot. It'll be no problem for them. Well, I don't know what happened, but they brought like three guys to do this tiny ass bathroom, and it took them all day to do this tiny ass bathroom. I mean, there was a lot of like pattern to match up and corners and stuff. But later I discovered, I was talking to my designer who had come, and she was like, why did it take them so long? And I was like, I don't know. It took them so long. And she was like, oh, you know, the other question I had about them is, why are they so young? And now I think maybe they were like apprenticing, and that's why it took so long, because they were teaching. Because, yeah, they showed up and I was like, these are children putting up my wallpaper. So it took them all day, and they're like, well, I guess we're going to have to come back another day for that wall in your son's room. And I was like, maybe I can just do it, because I didn't want to pay them extra to have them come back an extra day. Right.
Yeah.
And I love a project. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do it. I have Eliza, our nanny, for like the whole morning. Augie's back in school. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I am going to do this. I have 3 hours allotted. I'm going to get this shit done.
Nice.
And so my BFP is not just that I did it, Shauna. I went and took those 3 hours and I killed it. I got that wallpaper up, but also the wallpaper itself, which is from a company called PhotoWall, photowall.com. And let me send you a picture.
What kind of wallpaper is it? Like the kind where you got to put paste on the back or peel and stick?
It was a paste. I had to create the paste, which is extra complicated since we didn't have like a kitchen. You know what I mean? Like I had to figure out how to get the hot water and all that stuff.
Oh, right.
Okay. So I'm sending you a time lapse of me putting the wallpaper up. So the company is called PhotoWall because it's like basically a mural wall. It's not just a repeating pattern, but you put in your exact dimensions that you need, and like it, you get this like really big picture that goes up on the wall, basically. Cool. And they have so much cool stuff. And I'll show you what I picked for his room.
Okay, watching time lapse here. All right, putting up little strips. Ooh, looks like some, I don't know, maybe aspen trees. Kind of a beautiful, enchanted little forest of sorts with light green leaves. That's pretty. I love that. Good job, girl.
Thank you. Yeah, so I was very proud of myself for just doing it. Corey was like, why don't we just hire someone to do it? And I was like, we're out of money. We're out of time. I'm just going to get this shit done. And he's like, all right, okay. Like, don't get in my way. Just let me do my project.
Nice. And it looks like it's not even the whole wall either. Like maybe just above the wainscoting.
Yeah, it's just we have like a chair rail wainscoting, whatever you would call it. And yeah, so it's just above that.
Cute.
So it was pretty much just a straight shot. There were some like weird things I had to get around the molding around the door. But other than that, it was pretty easy. And I have to say that the photo wall people make it really easy because there's like a dashed line at the beginning of each panel. And that helps you line it up. So I think it looks really awesome. I'm going to send you a picture of the whole room and a picture of a happy baby in front of his new wall.
Aw, that looks so good. It really ties the room together. It's got a very natural feel to it. I love it. Where's the baby? Oh, there he is. Oh, he loves it.
By the way, in that photo, he's wearing 3T shorts because apparently we can't read the labels.
That is so cute. Well, I know it's not easy because I put up a wallpaper in my office, my new office. It was the peel and stick kind, which I thought would be easier. And after I did it and was like, God damn it, this is so hard to line it up. Because like if I get halfway down and it's not lined up, I have to unpeel it, right? Mm. And people were like, if you use the paste kind, you can almost like slide it around a little bit to get it in position. So I was disappointed I didn't go that route.
Interesting.
But I do love wallpaper. Oh man, it just really brings the room to life.
You should check out this photo wall website because they have some really, really cool designs. They have super cute designs for nurseries too. Mm-hmm. And they're not like, they're not cheesy, you know, like they're just, I don't know, they're just really cool. Like I want to do more walls in our house now.
Yeah, I should do something in my bedroom. My bedroom is so boring.
What kind of thing would you think? Like, do you want bright colors? You want?
Oh, of course. Yeah, bright colors. I like kind of abstract minimalist stuff. I got mine on Society 6, and they have a ton of stuff to choose from. Basically, any of their art they can put into wallpaper, but it's definitely not as fancy as this.
But I'm guessing it has to be a repeat, right?
No, some of them are murals. They can be cool. Just one image spread out on the wall. I did a repeat.
Okay, I sent you one that I think is your style.
Oh, yes, that's exactly my style. I love it. I don't know if Steve would go for that in the bedroom, but I'll try. Mm.
Start working on it now.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is my BFP wallpaper. My Yay! Wallpaper from Photo Wall.
I love it. Good job. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So how about you? Do you have a BFP or a BFN?
I have a BFP too. And I'm also very excited about my BFP.
Yay.
Yes. We have had a breakthrough in night sleep with Cece.
Oh, thank God.
Thank
Good.
God. After so many nights of her waking up in the middle of the night or super early and coming to get me. Finally, we've had a few days of success. I know I mentioned Steve slept with her a couple nights, but I was like, that's not sustainable. We need something else. And it's a combo of two things. And one of the things is straight up Cece's idea. She came up with it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Because she knows it's been a problem. We're trying to get her to stay in bed, trying to remind her of her clock and everything. And she's like, but sometimes I get scared at night. And the other day, she's just like, what if I just listen to my lullabies? Like, because sometimes we'll play songs on Alexa for her as she's falling asleep. And she likes them. But she kind of requested to listen to them all night. And it reminded me of how I used to play Enya all night for Elle. Mm-hmm. Like, I just made a 9-hour playlist of Enya songs. And so I was like, that's a great idea, Cece. Let's try that. And she and I, like, sat on Spotify and I just added 24 hours, basically, of lullabies to a playlist.
Nice.
It starts off with a Paw Patrol lullaby. Of course, there's a Paw Patrol lullaby. I played that one three times.
Paw Patrol.
Yeah, no lyrics, just piano.
On the double.
Oh, you're putting me to sleep. Yep. I hear it every night, every night.
Is that what it is? It's just the Paw Patrol theme, but in lullaby form?
Yeah.
Da, oh, my God. Da, da, I was making a joke.
Da, da. The whole album from this artist called Bedtime Buddy is just basically show theme songs, like kids show theme songs in lullaby form. The next one after it is PJ Masks.
My God. Augie would love that.
Uh-huh. Bedtime Buddy. It's awesome.
He gets so mad when Netflix skips the intro when they're auto-playing. Do you have that problem?
I think they have the option of skipping. You know, there's like a skip intro button that comes up and they never skip the intro. They have to listen to that song every time.
I've got to check our settings because on Netflix specifically, it automatically skips it. And he's always like, you know, he's happily watching TV while I'm busy doing something else. And I hear him go, I want that song.
Oh, damn.
And I have to like rush over and scroll back.
Maybe because we've been watching on Paramount Plus, you know, that's got a lot of Paw Patrol. It's different.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a specific to Netflix issue. Anyway, we got to write in and tell them.
Yeah.
We need the songs. Okay. Yeah, so absolutely. You got your 24 hours of lullabies.
Yeah. So I figured that could be helpful because A, we play them pretty loud in there.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's like loud enough to kind of stir her in her light sleep state to maybe like make her roll over, like a shimmy that I don't have to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, so when she does wake up, she hears her lullabies. She, you know, is comforted by them and can go back asleep alone. And then the other thing, I was like, you know, Al sleeps with a giant teddy bear. A giant one. You've probably seen them at Costco. Mm-hmm. They're probably like 6 feet tall. They're taller than me.
Yeah.
I got one for free from another mom a few years ago for Elle's third birthday. And just recently, like when she was having trouble waking up at night, I was like, what if I put the bear in bed next to you? And it's huge. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a barrier between the wall and her. And then the bear's on the, you know, the edge of the bed. So it kind of creates almost like a safe little area for her mm-hmm. to sleep. And that worked for her. And but that was months ago. So I was like, maybe Cece needs a giant bear too. So I went on a mission to find another free giant bear, but from my neighbors and everything, and no one really had one. And so finally we just bought one on Amazon, and it's not as big as the Costco one. It's probably like 4 feet tall. I was a little disappointed in how small the giant bear was, but I know, ridiculous. The combo has been working. Oh my God. She's been sleeping through the night for like 5 days.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I'm so excited and I'm getting more sleep and I just like feel so much better.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that.
Thank you. And of course, I wanted to share in case anyone else wants to try any of these tips, get yourself a massive lullaby playlist and a massive teddy bear and you're good to go. Maybe.
Can you share that on Spotify?
Yeah, I bet I can. It's just called My Bedtime Lullabies.
Is it like one of your private lists?
Yes. Should I make it public?
Yeah, make it public so you can share it with everyone.
Okay.
So that they can also listen to the magic.
And, you know, then you don't have to take time to create your own 24-hour playlist. Because it did take me a while to, like, add all these songs. So, yeah, I'll share the love.
Awesome. Well, I'm so happy for you. I know how important sleep is. And
yes,
that lasted a long time.
It did. Fingers crossed it continues to be good.
Yay. Yes.
All right. So I think that's our show. Should we read a 5-star review real quick?
I think we should.
Okay.
Okay. So our 5-star review this week is from Seawall 2009. And it says, worth listening and re-listening. 5 stars. Love this podcast. I started listening at the beginning of my pregnancy and love the humor, realistic, and respectful parenting perspectives. I listened all the way through and then went back to follow the episodes week by week as my little one grew. It's like Laura and Shauna do all the research for you and deliver these gems of knowledge with humor and cleverness. Love this show. Well, thank you.
Thank you. That's awesome. Really, really appreciate you sending that in. Listeners, if you want to leave us a 5-star review, we might read it on an upcoming episode. So head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen that has reviews and leave us that review. And if you want to share any internet insanities with us, we sure would love to hear them. Laura, where can they reach us?
We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always throw a voice memo in there. We love those. To contact at bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And finally, if you want to join the coolest group of people on the internet, just search Facebook for Big Fat Positive Community. It's a private group, so you need to request to join and make sure you answer those 2 membership questions so we just know you're not a robot. And then you'll be sent straight through.
Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye.